You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Okay, Sam Smith, B News.
Kia ora.
Wow, you've been a total legend on the BFM News team, and now you're on to bigger and brighter things.
Oh, I wouldn't say better, but yeah, just moving along.
Okay.
Moving along the gravy train.
Well, BFM is kind of a springboard for people to go and do.
That's
the purpose of BFM, right?
For sure. Particularly the people who come through the news team.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Come through, a lot of them are usually doing journalism degrees or communications, and then come in here, get some experience, then off they go. And there's a lot of BFM people in our news media.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, you see them on the TV,
you
hear them on the radio.
And print, they're all over the place. And even people who were here years ago are still around doing their stuff.
Yeah. And you're quite a smart cookie.
Oh, thank you.
You did a master's at Auckland.
I did, yes.
Yeah.
What do you do your master's at?
In politics and the media. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah. And that's how I got into BFM, actually. I was doing my master's and decided to join the news team. And that's, how I got into it. And here I am, still around.
Yeah. But still obviously going to hold on to the Saturday morning show.
Absolutely. Love my Saturday morning show. Mm-hmm. So you'll still be able to catch me there in the morning.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah.
Nice.
And no doubt you'll probably see me around at BFM events and gigs and stuff when we get the chance to go back into those kind of things.
Yeah, totally. Sure. Now, you're going to obviously miss Cocktail Corner because that's kind of one of the highlights of a Thursday afternoon.
It's the absolute joy of being on the Thursday drive is you get to go to Cocktail Corner. Yeah,
I actually I phoned in a favour, and Matt Thompson from Thompson Whiskey New Zealand is on holiday in the South Island.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But he had Sam, his rep, drop around this bottle of Kaffir Lime Victor Gin, which is
right.
So this is I think it's called Muckroot.
Ooh,
is the
Muckroot.
Official the name for the lime tree.
Yeah.
So this is a lime gin.
Ooh,
it's
very
got
fancy.
It's pretty basic ingredients, simple list of ingredients, including juniper, lemon, lemongrass, cardamom, coriander, with kaffir lime loud in the mix.
What's the difference between a lime and a kaffir lime?
I don't know. Does anyone know?
Maybe it's just a fancier lime.
Because it's still green.
Yeah. There's probably a difference.
I don't know, maybe it's...
Also, I guess it's a varietal or something.
The leaf that he uses.
They go on about the leaf all the time.
The
leaf.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
A knowledgeable listener will probably text in.
Yeah.
I'm not a gardener.
You're a scientist, are you?
No. Ew. I'm just going to open this.
Hey.
Oh! Fresh.
That's
so,
a good pop.
That was a great pop.
Okay, this cocktail is pretty simple. We've made this a couple of times on Cocktail Corner, but all I'm going to do, guys, I've got a glass full of ice with a slice of lemon. Didn't have a lime. I'm going to do one shot of...
What Mississippi? Is it Mississippi, Zach?
That's it.
Ooh, that...
Oh, that's a good noise. This is amazing foley.
There
we go. That's a hearty shot.
Wow.
Into each of these... Sorry if it's...
Fuck, it's like a cartoon glug. It's awesome.
You could sample that on a record, I reckon.
And I'm using, in true BFM style, I'm just using what's in the prize cupboard. We have a million bottles of chi in there. There's some chi, herbal, original.
Some interesting ingredients in that, which I just... What is this go-to cola? And it's got rhubarb root in it as well.
Go-to cola?
Well, I just stuffed up the chi bit, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's the drink that it knows its own
name.
That's the one. Okay, so I'm going to... Chuck, I'm going to just top these glasses off with chi.
Oh, chi. Wow. Chi. That's so good. Chi.
Here we go. Here's one.
So it's basically a chi and gin.
Chi and lime gin.
And when you pour it, then it goes.
Chi.
Just about knocked that beer over.
It smells good.
It does smell good.
Okay. Yep. Give it a hoon. All right, cheers, dudes.
Cheers, bro.
I can't say it's going to be any good, but...
Oh, no.
Who knows?
It tastes nice.
What is this glass?
It tastes
like
nice.
A really long shot glass.
It's like...
The most risky glass to have in
is
radio.
Is it a champagne flute?
Yeah, that's not bad actually.
That's actually quite delicious.
It's not bad.
You can
the gin's good.
Obviously, the gin cranks it.
Yeah, the kefir lime.
Yeah. Mm. It's good. You meant to hold the glass like that.
I don't know.
This is great though. I feel powerful.
This is such a dangerous
it's
glass.
It's like holding like an Olympic torch.
Rick Breeze is on standby.
Yeah, fantastic. Kefir lime is used for the leaf. What? Just so had someone text in saying, kefir lime is used for the leaf.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay, if you're going to score this drink based on factors, how would you rate it, Sam Smith B News?
I'd give that a commendable 7.5.
Mm-hmm. Is this something you could session?
Yeah, I reckon. In a hot day, you reckon?
This would be great, you know, if you were like, you know, had your feet dangling in the pool.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks for that text.
Yes, we just got that text in.
Yeah.
Yes, apparently. Yes, that. Okay. Yep. He's actually just removed the kefir part off the bottle, so it's just a Victor lime gin now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not taking anything away from it.
Mm-hmm. It's quite
delicious.
Cool, I quite like the label. It's very nautical, you know? Mm. Semaphore sort of thing going on-ish.
If you were having kick-ons at your house and you were making this cocktail, you would think that you are the boss.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Sam Smith, B News, thank you for this edition of Cocktail Corner. We can just thank you and the gin and the chair.
Yeah. Thanks. Great.
Well done. Easy 7 years. Amazing, man.
Now, Matt Pony, do you have some songs lined up? You got the turntables.
Oh, yeah, I was going to play.
You got to get to work now, mate.
I'll play that.
Okay, let's hit this outro.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
1200s.
This one here is off a...